Good morning, I'm Anna Palmer.
And I am Jake Sherman.
And welcome to the Daily Punch, brought to you by Punch Bowl News. It is Thursday, January 12th, 2023. Let's get into the mix. Here are your Washington headlines of the day. Number one, how Senate Republicans are looking at their counterparts in the House. Number two, what Kevin McCarthy thinks about George Santos. And number three, House Republicans pull their policing bills. All right, Jake, let's get into it. Our very own Andrew Desiderio, guru reporter of the Senate, was out in Texas with Republicans and Democrats and caught up with Senator John Cornyn and some others, you know, Senate Republicans, talking to them about, you know, what they were seeing happening in the House, some concerns they have with some of the big things that actually need to get done.
Yeah, he was in the West Texas town of El Paso, as the song goes. Song the Grateful Dead performed more than 300 times, I believe.
Second Grateful Dead reference of the week.
Yes.
It's a good one.
Yes, yes, yes. You know, this is going to be one of the, Andrew kind of hits on a theme that I think a lot of people will be hitting on over the when the Senate comes back, which is like, you know, what a mess the House is and how crazy these deadlines are going to be. Luckily, he got out there and talked to Senate Republicans before and Democrats before they get back into town. These deadlines are going to be hard, you know, and the two deadlines we're looking at are the September 30th government funding and the debt limit. The debt limit, the AP, as we talked about yesterday, the AP reported yesterday, the U.S. could hit the debt limit this month with extraordinary measures. That's what the U.S. does to stave off the debt limit, meaning they, you know, stop investments in certain pension funds and things like that. Could drag out the debt limit deadline until the summer. People hope. We don't know about that, but people hope. So, you know, John Cornyn, the senator from Texas who was formerly in leadership, made the point that it'll be a challenge to the must-pass deadlines. I think I agree with that. Something that wasn't an Andrews item, nor should it have been, but this happened the other day during the House Republican conference meeting. A couple days ago, McCarthy had a presentation up with a slide about the budget process, and he said he will not engage in negotiations with the Senate unless they've passed 12 appropriations bills. Like, good luck, man. The Senate is.
I mean, that's not every. Yeah, that's just not living in reality. You can say a lot of things, but come on.
I don't think the Senate. I can't remember the last time the Senate has passed all 12 appropriations bills, and not their. He's not saying their appropriations bills. He's just saying pass 12 of their own appropriations bills. I mean, if you are in September and the Senate has not passed their appropriations bills, you're going to do something. You're going to negotiate with them because you don't want the damn government to shut down. So I find that kind of talk a little bit hard to believe and quite frankly, a promise that I'm not sure he'll be able to keep, but he will be held to by conservatives in the House.
I mean, I think the other thing that's kind of just interesting when you think about these dynamics is it seems to me that senators, and if you really look back at the last 2 years in a 50-50 Senate, there was a pent-up desire to do things, to get legislation done. You look back at that, it's pretty impressive considering the fact that the dynamics and the politics, but you know, you're passing infrastructure, you're passing CHIPS, you're passing all kinds of things. And you now look at this in a kind of divided government, and where Senate Republicans are, they're in a very different place when it comes to House Republicans. I can't fathom the codel of House Republicans and Democrats that would go to the border together. It just doesn't exist.
In the House, you mean?
Yeah, in the House. Yeah, I mean, there's literally no, you know, it just wouldn't happen. And so I just think you just have these very two different chambers and the politics being so different. It is going to be something that's going to be very fascinating to watch when McCarthy is making these kinds of pronouncements and big, big statements. To actually be able to keep his promise on that, I think is going to be a big challenge for him, because Mitch McConnell is going to make deals with President Biden if he thinks it's politically advantageous to him.
Yeah. So like if you, let's take this out a few steps, right? Mitch McConnell cuts a deal with Joe Biden and Chuck Schumer and to keep the government funded. And what does McCarthy do? Not pass it? I mean, he lets the government shut down? I mean, like, if you talk to House Republicans, honestly, some of the smart people in the conference, not the, you know, not the the firebrands, but not that they're not smart, but if you talk to kind of seasoned lawmakers, they will concede that government shutdowns never end up well for House Republicans. And we've seen a lot of them, Anna. We've seen, you know, we saw the one at the end of 2018, which was an abject disaster. Of course, Donald Trump had no idea what he was doing. But, you know, they just don't end up well. So I just think, and this is a long riff on Andrew's great item, but I just think that, you know, at the end of the day, these two deadlines, government funding and debt limit, will take up nearly all of 2023, and they will be quite messy, and it will, and like McCarthy, just adding one thing, McCarthy says, or House Republicans say, they want to stiffen the spine of Senate Republicans. Like, no, come on. This is,
let's go back to reality.
Come on. Let's not play goofy here, you know?
All right. Let's move on to the number two story of the morning. What Kevin McCarthy thinks about George Santos, of course. This has been one of the ongoing dramas that we have been watching very closely as more and more information has come out that basically Santos has lied about every facet of
literally
his background.
Literally everything.
What?
Literally everything.
Yeah. I mean, like education, employment history, family origins. I mean, it's pretty brazen to say the least, right? But it's been interesting to see McCarthy act so gingerly when it comes to Santos's future, you go back to the days of, you know, John Boehner and you know, kind of how he would take different members and have these kind of talking to's for things that were much less, flagrant when it comes to this kind of activity. But McCarthy's not taking the bait or has decided not to kind of take real aggressive action.
Yeah, you know, I was, it's actually a really good point about Boehner. I said this on TV yesterday. The Boehner used to say, I remember this in a couple instances that you and I and Brez covered. I mean, I'm sure I could actually find stories of us covering it. What he used to do is like bring people in his office and say, if this is true or if there's any more, either you leave or I push you out. I remember that with Chris Lee, a New York Republican who was caught kind of sending shirtless photos to on some website. And Boehner said, you know, listen, if this is true, you got to go. And if you're not going, like, I'm going to push you out. Now, McCarthy's view is that he said he tries to stick to the Constitution. I'm not sure the Constitution says anything about pushing members out of Congress. And actually, let me put it this way. I'm sure it doesn't say anything about that. And his point is like, listen, if he pushes people out of Congress for allegations, that's the standard that he will be held to all the time. You know, fair enough, I guess. That's, Democrats would call this a bit cowardly. And another thing is like they believe this situation will take care of itself. They think, I mean, House Republican leaders think that he will be indicted, according to the ones I've spoken to. They don't want to get involved. Also, there's a political calculation here. 222 seat House majority go to 221. Republicans will lose this seat. It's a seat Biden won by a bunch of points. A special election will be a referendum on George Santos. Could I just say one more thing here? McCarthy and Santos are going to need to have a tremendous threshold for pain here. Because they are getting asked about this at every turn.
Oh, yeah. And it's not going anywhere. I mean, especially if there's going to be an investigation. And I mean, this is going to be something. I mean, you just have reporters camping out of George Santos's office.
Like every day.
Every day. All day long. Like, this is a kind of news story. And the fact that it's, you see, it's like you pull one thread and you just see more, and the whole sweater's unraveling at this point, right? It's not like, oh, it was just one thing. I mean, every day there seems to be almost a new George Santos story. Let's move on to the number three story of the morning. The new majority, House Republicans pull police bills from floor's schedule. In yesterday's midday edition, Jake, we scooped that the House GOP were struggling to build support for two measures expressing appreciation for the nation's law enforcement officers. And not only were they struggling, now they had to pull the bills from the floor.
We could handle this quite quickly. Yes, they did. They want
to the majority.
Republicans wanted changes to this bill. They don't have a rules committee, so they can't make changes to the bill. These bills were, I think, set for the floor as part of the rules package. So they'd have to go to the rules committee to amend the rule. Essentially, this is really inside baseball, but they don't have a rules committee yet because they haven't populated it yet. So they struggled here, and that is a little bit of an embarrassment on their first week.
All right. With that, thanks so much for listening. We really appreciate it. Just a reminder that next Tuesday, we are going to be in a partnership with the U.S. mayors and are going to be hosting an evening reception and conversation with the Durham, North Carolina Mayor Elaine O'Neill. Would love for you to join us. You can go to our events hub and sign up for that. With that, please sign up for our free morning newsletter at punchbowl.news. Share the Daily Punch. It's the best way for folks to find out about us. Have a great day and stay safe.